Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. We start learning about the Shulchan Aruch style part of the Torah. Rabbeinu Bachya tells us in the middle of the parsha that these are the halachas that define what our actions are. See, you could go through your whole life acting like a Jew, but if you're not doing it because you're a Jew, you're not doing it for the Baruch Shalom, you're not doing it because this is the Ratzon Hashem, you're missing out. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, he said that you can have three people working on building a wall. Yeah, they're both bricklayers. And you ask them, what are you doing? First guy will tell you, I'm making a living. Good. Second guy, what are you doing? I'm building. Oh, building. It's not just making a living, he's doing, he's building, creating. Third guy, what are you doing? I'm creating a palace. They're all doing the same thing. But if you have your eye on the palace that you're creating, like the king is going to be living in my bricks. My bricks are going to be this edifice of magnificence. That's a whole nother thing. So Mishpatim tells us that what we're doing matters. It's a whole nother, it's a whole nother level of avoda, be able to do things meaningfully. Baruch Ber. I was once sitting with one of the rabbis. I don't remember who. And they were schmoozing. The way the gedolim schmooze. And the middle of a conversation, I'm learning style, it's Chanukah. Chanukah, I'm having a conversation, maybe they're learning some Chanukah, Chvespos. In the middle of the conversation, the Baruch Hu says, oh, time to light. So he jumps up and runs over to his menorah, picks up the candle, Azizak lights it, yeah, and makes the brachas, lights. The Rebbe was in spell like you can't imagine. Oh, so paladic. He said, I don't understand. But Chassidim, the Chanukahs are everything. Chanukahs are everything. You prep, and you get yourself into the mindset, into the place, into the realization I'm building a palace. That what my words, every utterance creates worlds, and the actions that I do, they're like, they make a huge difference. The famous Maisa in Shemayim, just pointing. If you point, you can't imagine the schar you get if you make someone feel good. Like, oh, look who's coming. You get crazy schar for just every finger. Everything we have is, it's unimaginable. You have to keep your eye on the prize. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. And this Rebbe said, Baruch Hu got up in a second. And he was able to make the brachos with the kavana that it takes Rebbe's hours of achanas. He was able to slide straight into that perspective, that mindset, that slavos, that dveikus. You know, takes care of Baruch Bar. It's a more like a story. It combines the litvish and the chassidish avoda. Ma'ui bizoicha, to appreciate everything that we do. And do it with a sense of kedusha, a sense of kiras alekim, of value, appreciating what we're doing. Be'ezer Hashem, and this first Adar, about later the toiva. And that we should see Yeshua's Gulus and all of Klal Yisrael, whether they're in the tough places of all over the merits, Ashur, from their wonderful places, Ashur is the Lashon Ashirus, right? From, they should be able to give up and walk away from all the luxuries and amenities of, you know, 2024. And whether they're coming from Eretz Ashur, Rani Dochem Eretz Mitzrayim, or if those who are in the place of Meitzah, they're confined, you know, living tough existence when Mashiach comes. Everyone, from wherever you're holding, is going to come together. V'shtach v'lashem ha'rakodesh. Uvavuv dim yeretz ashor v'yanidachim v'yeretz mitzrayim. Uvavuv dim yeretz ashor v'yanidachim v'yeretz mitzrayim. V'yishtach v'lashem v'harakodesh v'yishtach v'lashem. Good Shabbos.